difference. It's a whole other tempo. It's another level of excitement, and it's something that for us is kind of a new test. And I think you know, when you get into that sort of mindset, that sort of Big Ten play, and the tempo that comes along with it, the excitement of the crowds, the teams that the rivalry games and all that stuff. It's a time to kind of prove yourself, to prove to yourself where you stand.
How much of a momentum builder, a confidence builder, can it be not just to get that first win in the Big Ten, but to get it against Penn State?
No, it's huge, and it's always big when, you know, you go into conference play or the first game of the season, anything like that. You've got, you know, a big team to play when you've got that hard first game. You know, we're still in an improvement phase. We, you know, always constantly focus on improvement. So, you know, if we can come out and get that first win against them, you know, we know that we'll still have room to improve yet, and that will have us really excited going into the rest of the Big Ten season.
Last time Iowa State or Penn State came into town, you know, a night game on ABC, tonight's this week's ESPN, but night game, Danny Murray kicks it, fans rush the field. What are your memories of that game?
Oh, just insanity. You know, I mean, I remember, you know, the green out, I think is what the student section was calling it or something like that, right? They had the green shirts for Sean Green, and you know, and he had a tremendous game. And I just remember being on that field goal unit at the end there, and they lined up like five, you know, defensive linemen right on top of me and Callaway. I was just like, oh God, you know, just, you know, as long as we can hold them off, I felt like we had a chance. And you know, it was kind of a rough field goal, you know, year that year. We weren't really sure what was going to happen, but to see it go through, just the flood of emotions was tremendous.
Does it even amaze you just to see how far this program's come kind of from that moment up till now?
I think so. You know, and it started with that year, I think, was really the year. Those seniors, those leaders really kind of set the table for the sort of mentality that we have now, which is more of the, you know, we go into every game expecting to win. No matter what the score is in the fourth quarter, we always, you know, think that we can find a way to pull it out no matter what the situation is. And I think that definitely started with those guys.
Talk a little bit, someone of your age and generation, what does Joe Paterno mean? You know, you hear the name, he's this Mount Rushmore coaches, but, you know, it's one thing for me in my 40s, what does he mean to you? What does that mean?
No, I mean, he's a legend, really. You know, he's a legend of the game, and, you know, I'm honestly tremendously honored to be playing in the same conference, you know, with so many great coaches, and Joe Paterno is, you know, one of the greatest that there's ever been in the game, so that's kind of tremendous for me. I mean, I guess what I always kind of think about is, you know, everyone talked about maybe with the Georgia Tech game last year, you know, how are we going to stop their offense? And you got Norm Parker, who's been coaching however long, you know, and he reaches back in the vault and pulls out some defense that I've never even heard of before, you know, that shuts them down. Well, you know, Joe Pa can do the same thing at any sort of time. You know, he's got films from, you know, Lord knows when playing, you know, who knows what kind of opponents. You know, it's really exciting to have somebody with that kind of experience in game planning and in playing in big games, knowing what they bring, the sort of teams that they have.
Have you heard any of, like, your coaches say or tell you any stories about, like, Paterno from back, like, way back when, as you were saying, from, like, before you were even alive? Or...
No, there's really no stories, you know. It's just kind of, it's what you see on ESPN Classic and stuff. Just, it's kind of weird to turn on, you know, some of those old games from, like, the 80s, and, you know, you see a young Joe Paterno. It's kind of like I eat at Hungry Hobo, you know, three times a week, and they've got a poster up there from the 81 season, and there's a shot of Coach Ferentz, you know, and he looks like he's, like, 20 years old. It's just kind of surreal and creepy, really. But, you know.
And then you're watching, you see him on the post, and then you look up on the TV and see the Paterno.
Yeah, and see Paterno. It's
all
just like, and it's all in the same restaurant. It's insane. It's crazy.
Why have you got so many classic games with Penn State? It seems like in a lot of those close games, you guys have, Iowa has come out on top.
I think it's just because we kind of have a similar mentality. You know, it's a winning mentality. It's a mentality. It's a Big Ten mentality, really, which is more of a physical style of football. You know, we come out, we try and focus on the fundamentals, on the basics of the game, on the real important things, and kind of on that winning mindset that, you know, going into the game, you expect to win. But at the same time, you know, if you get behind, it's not, you know, you don't get down. You keep fighting, you keep playing for the full 60 minutes. I think that's why no matter what the situation is at the beginning of the game, the games between us and Penn State tend to be, you know, really epic matches.
How different does their defense look this year as opposed to, like, the last couple of times you've faced them?
No, not tremendously different. You know, they've got a system that works, and they're a lot like us. The people change, the personnel change, but the system itself really pretty much stays the same. It really just comes down to a matter of execution on game day.